Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, how much more can Lebanon take? I'll give you some context in just a moment. Then later, will evangelism become hate speech in Canada? We'll explore the question and an answer in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where the Israel-Hezbollah war has effectively cornered civilians. To the south lie active Israeli forces. To the north and the east, the Syrian army stands ominous watch. And from within, Hezbollah is a target for Israeli strikes. After Wednesday night's rocket fire from Hezbollah, Israel ordered all civilians south of Lebanon's Arani River to evacuate to the north. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says Israel told the leader of one southern Lebanon municipality,
"It's your responsibility. If you allow Hezbollah people inside your village, we're going to bomb your village. But if you don't allow anyone to come in, your village is safe."
However, a lack of Lebanese military personnel leaves villages vulnerable. On Monday, an Israeli strike killed a Catholic priest in a village Hezbollah had infiltrated.
He died a stupid death, not because of him, but because of some people who have done really damage to the village.
Lebanon has appealed to the Vatican to mediate on behalf of Christian villages in southern Lebanon, but the damage is already done. At least 780,000 people across the nation have registered as displaced as of Wednesday. Triumph at Mercy Lebanon is working overtime to serve as the hands and feet of Christ.
Now people are very, very open to the gospel because people are so disillusioned with Islam.
Pray for both gospel, hope, and help to reach them. Next, Canada continues debating tighter hate laws. The proposed Bill C-9 is moving through Parliament. It would expand criminal code offenses tied to hate-motivated intimidation and access to houses of worship. Now, while intended to protect religious groups, the bill could leave room for abuse. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains,
"There are a lot of good things in the bill where it's combating hate. So it's looking at things that willfully promote hatred.
For example, displaying terrorist symbols or blocking access to religious sites. However, many religious groups, including Christian, share a key concern, and that is the unclear definition of hatred.
Bill C-9 is proposing a looser definition than the bar set by the courts.
Current case law protects freedom of speech, even if some find it offensive. Critics say the new wording could let subjective reactions shape how hate is defined. Earlier this week, the House voted to limit debate on Bill C-9 as it moves through committee. It'll return later for a final vote before Senate review.
It seems that the government is looking to push this through fairly quickly.
Yet the bill could still be altered.
We continue to pray that people that are forming this bill will do so wisely.
So pray that as the church reaches people with the word of God, they won't be restricted or limited. And finally, crises, just like the ones described, tend to overshadow Sudan's ongoing war. But that doesn't mean life is better on the ground. Rebel forces launched a drone strike that killed 17 people yesterday, most of them girls. Plus, Sudan's war has become a proxy for nations like Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. If the Lord is at work amid death and despair, John represents church planters active in Sudan.
They are discovering new depths of faith and strength. It's a wonderful thing to see. Even though we weep with them, God is sufficient. And as we walk through this war, we are seeing how sufficient God is.
Church planters work with unreached people groups in 13 refugee camps. In their context, persecution and spiritual harvest go hand in hand.
In just 2 months' time, we've had attempts on the life of two of our leaders. One of our leaders was shot. But in the context of that, there are baptisms in the face of persecution, because the Spirit of God is moving.
Church planters risk their lives daily to share Jesus in Muslim-majority Sudan. Would you partner with them?
Prayer is the mobilization of all that God does.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.